Chapter 13. It was early in the evening before Foggy got to have Matt to himself. To himself, meaning with only two other people competing for his attention, instead of 15 or 20. The extended family descended on the house from 1 p.m., and everything seemed to snowball from that point. He'd been kept busy topping up drinks, playing board game referee, and picking up balls of Christmas paper and ribbons that kept appearing throughout the course of the afternoon, despite the fact that all the presents had been opened by 2 p.m. It was a mystery. Matt seemed to have a good time. At least, Foggy hoped he had. Matt was hardly the type to squeal with delight, unlike Candace, who had gone absolutely wild upon being gifted concert tickets jointly purchased by Foggy and Theo, simultaneously flattening them both in an exuberant hug that set the room laughing. Matt's gratitude was more subtle, sedate, certainly. He hadn't screamed, jumped up and down, or given out any impulsive hugs. If Foggy was disappointed by the lack of the latter, he didn't communicate it to him. Matt's smile and murmured thank you was enough. The glasses he'd bought him to replace the ones Matt had lost were an improvement on the cheap gas station sunglasses he'd been wearing lately. The round, red-tinted lenses suited him. He figured if Matt was going to wear glasses, he might as well look cool doing it. Matt had his own style. He was rocking the sky blue Christmas sweater with all the snowmen on it. His sweater was knit differently to Foggy's, made with super soft alpaca wool that his mom had bought specially when he'd asked if he could bring Matt home for winter break. The snowmen on Matt's sweater glinted under the streetlights as Foggy, Matt, Theo, and Candace walked the streets in search of Christmas lights. Matt wore a dark hooded rain jacket over the sweater, but Foggy kept catching glimpses of snowmen, which was Matt's fault for not zipping his jacket up, and Foggy's fault for staring. The insane desire to reach out and take Matt's hand was hard to resist, and Foggy shoved his own hands deep in the pockets of his reefer coat in hopes of resisting temptation. Theo and Candace were walking a little ahead of them, since the sidewalk was too narrow for the four of them to walk side by side anyway. Foggy didn't mind hanging back to walk with Matt. The soft tap-tap of the cane was something he was starting to get used to. After a while, he stopped noticing it. Matt was quiet as they walked together, and Foggy didn't feel a need to fill the lull in conversation with comments about the weather, Christmas, or even their return to law school in the new year. He nearly walked into Candace, who had come to a stop partway up the sidewalk and was staring transfixed at a light display on the other side of the street. Foggy paused to take it all in, turning and glancing at Matt after a moment, hypnotized by the lights reflecting in his glasses. Come on, they have a whole candy cane garden with reindeer. Life-size ones, Candace exclaimed, taking Foggy's arm and dragging him across the street. Foggy laughed and allowed her to sweep him along. It was like being a kid again. Candace had been obsessed with Christmas lights for as long as he could remember. He turned mid-step to check that Matt was following, not hearing the expected tap-tap of the cane. Matt hadn't moved yet, but Theo was already taking Matt's arm and pulling him across the street like Candace had done with him. That was when it happened. One moment, Theo was grabbing Matt's arm. The next, he was flat on his back on the ground. Fuck, Theo groaned from his prone position on the ground. I'm sorry, I was just startled, Matt muttered, as Foggy raced back across the street to help his brother and roommate. Did you slip? Foggy asked, offering Theo his hand and helping him up. Not quite. What's your deal, Bruce Lee? Theo muttered with a frown as Foggy shepherded his brother back to the safety of the sidewalk. Matt followed, though more slowly. It was difficult to tell with his eyes hidden behind his glasses, but he looked upset. He was twisting the nylon cord of the cane between his fingers, his bottom lip trembling, not, Foggy suspected, from the cold. I don't like it when people grab me. I'm sorry, It was a reflex, Matt explained, his voice shaking slightly. It's fine, Matt. Don't worry about it, Foggy said, trying to reassure him, largely because Matt looked like he wanted to bolt. Yeah, it was mostly my fault anyway. Sorry, Matt, Theo added, frowning deeply as Candace hurried across the road towards them. She'd managed to miss the whole thing, too transfixed by the light display to pay attention to what was happening behind her. Foggy glanced anxiously at Matt, who was growing more tense by the second, almost as if he expected Foggy and his siblings to turn on him. I think I'm just gonna go back to the house, Matt decided, sighing heavily. Matt, it's fine, Foggy, really. I'm cold anyway, Matt declared, already retreating from the small group. Foggy watched him walk back up the street and struggled not to go after him. He knew what Matt's I need space tone sounded like, polite excuses. I'm cold meant I need to be alone. Matt couldn't or wouldn't talk right now. If Foggy tried to talk to him, he'd just wind up shut out and hurt. It was better to let Matt go for now, hard as it was. What was that about? Candace asked curiously. Nothing. Let's check out the lights, Foggy suggested, letting Candace lead the way. He walked arm in arm with Theo instead. His big brother wore an uncharacteristically solemn expression. He'd always been the more serious of the two of them, but he looked grim, like something much worse had gone down than Matt dropping him on his ass and going back to the house alone. What's up with Matt? Theo asked, keeping his voice low as Candace walked a little ahead, pausing to examine a display of mini string lights. Nothing. You shouldn't have grabbed him like that, Foggy muttered defensively. That was more than a reflex, Foggy. I saw the look on his face. He was scared of what I was going to do to him, Theo declared grimly. Foggy bit his lip, but said nothing for a long moment. Theo wasn't wrong. Matt had worn the same haunted look after all of his nightmares. Theo grabbing him had reminded him of Stick. He didn't want to know how or why. Like Matt had said, it was still raw for him. Look, don't say anything, but Matt was beaten up about a month and a half ago. You've got to go easy on him, Foggy said pleadingly. It must have been bad. The last guy I saw move that quickly was a Marine who'd just come back from his second tour, Theo admitted with a sigh, not elaborating on that. Yeah, it was adrenaline, I guess, or post-traumatic stress, maybe. Please don't give him a hard time about it, Foggy pleaded, ignoring all the lights and focusing on his brother. I won't. Just keep an eye on him. It might be worth getting some extra help. Mental health help, you know? Theo suggested quietly. Foggy stared at him in surprise. That was the last thing he had expected Theo to say. He just didn't strike him as a pro-therapy guy. He was like their dad in a lot of ways. An all-around nice guy. Hardworking. Fair. But not one to talk about his issues or anyone else's. I tried suggesting a counselor. Matt won't go for it, Theo, Foggy admitted with a defeated sigh. I think he's having a hard time with it. More than he tells you, Theo muttered, squeezing Foggy's shoulder comfortingly. I know, Foggy said, giving him a small smile. He appreciated Theo's support. He appreciated him even more for not having a go at Matt, for understanding him in a way that few people did. Foggy was credited with being the most book smart of the Nelsons, but Theo was discerning in a way that he was almost jealous of. It seems like Matt needs some good people around him. I think he came to the right place, Theo declared with a smile and a shrug. You're getting soft, Foggy mumbled, embarrassed by his sentimental brother. Shut up, Theo grumbled, giving him a playful shove. Foggy shoved him right back, grinning, when Theo nearly tangled himself in a bush encircled by cone-shaped lights. Theo put him in a headlock for that, and Foggy laughed, trying ineffectively to elbow his brother in the ribs, settling for poking him in the stomach, making Theo laugh and release him. "Thanks, Theo," Foggy mumbled, as Theo slung an arm around his shoulders, grinning when Candace looked their way and rolled her eyes. "Don't mention it. Do you want to race to that snowman up there?" Theo asked, nodding to a huge inflatable snowman that topped a low rise on the other side of the yard. "You're on," Foggy declared, unable to resist the challenge. Foggy didn't wait for Theo to say ready, set, go. He just started running. His little head start didn't do him much good. Theo outstripped him easily, just like he always had. Foggy didn't care. He laughed as he ran, knowing that Theo was right. Sometimes having good people around made all the difference in the world. Foggy was cold and tired by the time he returned to the house with his brother and sister, Candace calling dibs on the free candy canes that a very merry and very drunk neighbor dressed as Santa had given them. Foggy let Candace have his share. There was no shortage of sweets in the house as it was, and he much preferred his mom's gingerbread to mystery mint candy. He peeled off his coat as soon as he set foot in the house. It was warm after the chill of wandering around outside looking at Christmas lights for the better part of 2 hours. He briefly considered sleeping on the sofa, but he knew that if he did, his parents would have questions, and Matt would think he was avoiding him. He wasn't. He just didn't know if 2 hours was long enough for Matt. It had been nearly 2 months, and he still didn't know any more about what Stick had done than he had on the night he'd met up with Matt at Five Napkin Burger. He sighed and made his way to his room, knocking softly on the door, just in case Matt was asleep or pretending to be. No answer came, and he slowly pushed the door open and clicked on the light. Matt wasn't there. He didn't know whether to be disappointed or relieved by that. He was more worried about Matt's emotional state than he wanted to admit. The door of the bathroom opened, and Foggy's heart leaped in his chest before he recognized his mother. He sighed. He wanted to talk to Matt, but was afraid of what he'd say, and he grimaced, turning off the bedroom light and closing the door before he turned to face his mom, who had a serious expression to rival that of Theo's, which couldn't mean anything good. "Mom, have you seen Matt?" Foggy asked casually. "He's in the kitchen," Mom informed him. "Thanks," Foggy mumbled, knowing from her tone exactly what to expect. Matt was upset. He didn't dare ask what his roommate had told his mother, and he definitely didn't ask if Matt had come back to the house with split knuckles like he'd come back to the dorm room once after Foggy had said something stupid. He knew what going to the gym was code for now when it came to Matt. Going to hit something, probably a boxing bag. Matt's dad had been a boxer after all. It made sense. "Foggy, what happened?" Mom asked, in the kind of tone that told him she already knew. "What?" Foggy said, pretending he hadn't heard her. "What happened?" she repeated sternly, and Foggy sighed. He scuffed the toe of one of his low-top sneakers against the hallway floor, not looking at his mother. He didn't know how much to tell her. He didn't particularly want to throw Matt or Theo under the bus. But then he looked up and saw the concern in his mother's face. He gave in then, deciding to just tell her the truth. It was... Theo made a mistake. He kind of scared Matt accidentally," Foggy quickly added, not wanting to get his brother in trouble. "How did he do that?" Mom asked, and Foggy swallowed hard before answering, a painful lump rising in his throat. He grabbed Matt's arm and tried to pull him across the street, and I think he thought he was helping, but nothing, he thought glumly. Ignorance wasn't an acceptable excuse, and it didn't justify any action on Theo's part, as he well knew after several months of law school. Ignorance was no defense at all. He sighed and shook his head wearily. He hated feeling caught between defending his brother and being loyal to Matt. "I know I'm new to this, Foggy. I don't know anything about being blind, but I imagine it's not easy. I know that if I couldn't see, and I was crossing a road and someone grabbed me, I'd panic too, whether they were trying to help me or not," Mom said softly, surprising him. "What happened to you thinking Matt was too much of a risk to himself to be left alone?" Foggy asked cynically. "I talked to him. You might want to try that," Mom suggested, in her "don't sass me, young man" tone. Foggy recognized the tone and caught the significance of those few words. His mom had talked to Matt. Better, she'd listened to him and recognized his independence. Call it a Christmas miracle. He bit back a grin and relaxed slightly. "What did Matt have to say?" he asked curiously. "He said that he doesn't like having help forced on him. He doesn't enjoy being harassed and harangued, as he so delicately put it," Mom said mildly, chasing the smile from Foggy's face. "He does have a way with words," Foggy muttered, sighing to himself. His mother's words gave him some insight into Matt's feelings about the situation. He felt that he'd been harassed by Theo and harangued by his mother. No doubt she'd given Matt a lecture on walking around the city by himself when he'd come back alone. And Matt had pushed back, giving Mrs. Anna Nelson some things to think about. Good for him. It was progress, unpleasant as it no doubt was to endure. "There's extra hot chocolate on the stove. I made enough for two," Mom announced, giving Foggy a significant look that made him roll his eyes. "It's not like that, Mom," he protested, his cheeks flushing with sudden heat. "Oh, Foggy," Mom said dramatically, shaking her head at him. "If you can't see that's like that between you two, you need your eyes tested." Foggy choked back a laugh, thrown by the unexpected remark. He was well accustomed to his family teasing him about his dating life. Not that Matt was a part of that life, or that he ever looked at Matt that way. His breath caught in his throat as what his mother had said registered. "Two?" Foggy repeated, not daring to hope. "As in Matt, too?" "As in Matt, too," Mom confirmed with a small smile. "But he needs time, and so do you. You've only known each other for a few months, and reading between the lines, some of those haven't been good months, have they?" "No. I'm not rushing into anything. I'm not saying that I feel that way about him." His mom gave an undignified snort as Foggy palmed his face with his hand, wondering if it was possible to die from embarrassment. He'd heard of people wearing their hearts on their sleeves. He wore his on his face with a very telling blush that seemed to amuse his mother to no end. "Oh, sweetheart," she said pityingly, patting his cheek. "I'd stay off the witness stand if I were you. Plead the fifth while you can." "Thanks for the tip." "Night, Mom," Foggy grumbled, thoroughly put out with the transparent nature of his feelings. "Sweet dreams, Foggy," Mom murmured in reply, her eyes sparkling with amusement. Foggy rolled his eyes at her and shook his head. He hesitated for only a moment, steeling his nerves, before he made his way to the kitchen, deciding to have a talk with Matt before bed and join him in a mug of hot chocolate. Not because his mom was right or anything. End chapter 13.